You're listening to the Ben Uyama podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
What is good, brother? Let me paint a picture for you. It's a Friday evening. You just spent the week working hard in school and work and your job. It's the evening. You've got nothing to do, no responsibilities. So your default activity is to go to your phone, go to YouTube, go to Instagram, watch a movie. Before you know it, you're spending an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours binge watching a show or scrolling through Instagram. And you're like, man, what a waste of time. This is not how I intended to use my time. You go to sleep the next morning, Saturday. You say, I'm going to wake up early, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. I'm going to hit the gym, take a run, get in some exercise. 5 a.m. comes, you hit the snooze button, sleep until 10 a.m. Where did my morning go? You feel like crap, feel like garbage. So you decide instead to get up, to go to your phone, check your messages, Instagram. Again, scrolling through YouTube, Instagram, hours. Before you know it's noontime on a Saturday weekend. You say, I'm going to go downstairs, make myself a healthy meal. You know what? That's too much work. Instead, you go to cereal, junk food, garbage. And you feel like crap again because you just wasted the morning, wasted your opportunity to eat something healthy. And so you feel shame and guilt. And so you decide to go back to your room to binge watch something the rest of the afternoon. And then before you know it, you're watching porn, masturbation, you know the drill. This is a typical experience of what it feels like to be bored, quote unquote. This is not boredom, guys. There is something else that's going on that's much deeper than this. In my line of work, I talk almost daily with men who are addicted to porn. And so I ask them this fundamental question. When is it that you usually go back to porn, to masturbation, to social media, to the things that trigger you when you're bored? And inevitably, maybe 50% of the time, people say, when I'm bored, I go to porn. When I'm bored, I go to social media. When I'm bored, I do engage in behaviors that I dislike and I don't want in my life. Interesting. So here are five things that you can do at home when you are bored instead of the things that you tend to know that are destructive to you. But before we answer that question, the first question you need to ask yourself, by the way, guys, I'm giving you an absolutely free consultation right here in this video. So I hope it's valuable to you guys. Ask yourself, what is the default activity that you go to when you are bored? If the answer to that question is something along the lines of go to my phone, go to social media, go to the news, watch a show, play a game on my phone, play video games. If that's your default activity, you've got to remove it. You have to remove it. Why? Because from a very young age, probably a teenager, 12, 13 years old, you've developed this dependency and crutch in your life where when you are bored, when you are stressed, when you are feeling these emotions, instead of doing something productive with that feeling, you instead decide to squash it, to numb yourself through your form of coping mechanism, all right? And so what's going on is that now in your life, you don't know how to deal with boredom. You don't know how to deal with it. And in fact, you develop such a negative relationship with boredom to the point that you believe that boredom is bad and should be numbed and squashed as much as possible. False. Boredom is an innate, God-given emotion that we all have. Why? Think about it for a second. No one asks or answers this question. Why do human beings experience boredom? Think about it for just a second. The feeling of boredom. Why is it that humanity experiences this feeling? If you really are wise, you think about it for half a second, it's because it's a motivator. Boredom is a motivator. The question is, what is it motivating us to do? Is it motivating us to play video games into the night? To go watch porn? Engage in supernormal hyperactive activity that usually is destructive to us, like playing video games? No. Boredom is a motivator to keep you alive, as all emotions are. Boredom is not an evil, wrong emotion. Boredom is a motivator so that you don't die on your couch. It's a motivator so that on a weekend when you have the time off, you will not just die of couch vegetation, but you actually do something productive with your life. It's a motivator for you to be productive, to do things that are engaging and exciting and life-giving to you. Now, the problem is, from a young age, you have never learned to deal with boredom in a productive way. You've always decided, when the chance is given to you, do something productive, exercise, talk to someone, journal, internalize, pray, go to church. Instead, the option was, inevitably, go to your phone, watch porn, play video games, go on YouTube. Now, which of those options seems healthier? And that's why you're in this situation. Fundamentally, that's the reason you're in this situation. You don't know how to deal with boredom. And that's okay, guys, because now you understand what's going on and now you can deal with it. So the second question you can ask yourself is, when do you tend to get bored and go to those default behaviors? When do you tend to use your phone when you're bored and lead you down that rabbit hole of doing destructive behaviors? Usually, for most men, it's in evenings and it's on weekends. In other words, when there's nothing else to do, right? Interesting. So here are the five things. Number one thing you can do, start a business and work on your business as a default activity to go to when you're feeling bored or stressed or anything. It's like, oh, I'm bored. Work on the business. Now, it doesn't have to be a massive world-changing business. It could be a side hustle, something that you just do on the side as a creative outlet, as a passion project, making YouTube videos, start a podcast, get into a sport, anything at all. You can use that time of boredom, of stress, of anxiety, whatever it is, to go to your default, I'm going to start a business. Number two, start a hobby. Along the same vein, start a hobby, something that you've always wanted to do, something that you, from a young age, was like, you know what, I would really love to learn how to do X, Y, and Z. I would love it if I could play piano or guitar and sing, but that's not me. Why? Because I don't have time. Yeah, look at your phone stats. Tell me that you don't have time, because I know how much time you spend on YouTube. Look at your phone and tell me with confidence that you can't have enough time to work on your hobbies. False. That's why the first question I asked you is, what is your default activity that leads you to being bored and going to these behaviors? Because when you remove that, you will have so much time and so much attention and so much mental real estate to focus on things that actually do matter. And before you know it, as a natural byproduct of removing something, you will do more with your life. The most successful people in this world aren't doing more, they're doing less of the same shit that you're doing. The same stuff that you're wasting your time on, they're doing less of it or none of it, and that's as a natural byproduct, they are more productive. Because why? They have 2 to 4 hours every single day more than the average person does. Plus all the headspace that's going into it. But that's what's available to you guys when you remove this stuff. So before you even find default activities that you can do when you're bored, you've got to first remove the things that are the current default activities. Remove them. Cold turkey. Eliminate them. Don't need them anymore. And naturally, you'll start to do things that are more productive. The third thing you can do after you've decided to find a hobby and finally work on that passion project of yours is to exercise. Move your body. Go on a walk. Go on a run. Work out. Hit the gym. Do some push-ups, some sit-ups, anything. There are a billion and one better things to do than go on your phone when you're bored. It's just reality. Number four thing you can do is to journal. This is a personal favorite of mine. Journal. Why? Because journaling allows you to identify the root of the issue, the root of the boredom, and address it from within yourself, internally. Instead of kind of trying to escape it or numb it or just distract yourself from the boredom, try to address the reason as to why I'm feeling bored. When you journal about this is what will change your life. What I do when I'm feeling any emotion, I take out my phone and I ask myself, why do I feel bored? What do I want to do with this boredom? Two questions. Why do I feel this? What do I want to do with this emotion? That's it. Why do I feel stressed? What do I want to do with this stress? People don't make it past that because the first reaction they feel when they feel an emotion is usually, how do I stop feeling this emotion? Which is the opposite of what the most happy people in the world do. Think about it for a second. Let's take women, for example. Generally speaking, women across the board are more successful and happier internally than men are. It's indistinguishable. Women are less susceptible to violence, aggression, addiction, incarceration, depression, loneliness. Why is that? Many reasons. Fundamentally, because women, your mother, your sister, your wife, have an inherent desire to seek connection instead of squash their emotions, which is what men tend to do. Men's initial reaction to an emotion is not, who can I talk to, which is a woman, who can I talk to, who's around me that I can grab onto. A man's first reaction is, how can I stop this emotion? Whatever this is, this feeling I'm feeling, how do I numb it? I don't want to feel it. Which one is more productive? And it's not just a male-female thing. Men that know how to direct their emotions to their advantage are more successful in life, are happier, because they don't succumb to being controlled by the emotion, but instead they control them. And that is how you dominate life. Okay? Fundamentally, that's it. So journaling, number four. is what I recommend. Have an app on your phone. You can get something like Simple Note, which is encrypted. You can encrypt it with your thumb so no one can open it. And just have an ongoing list of journal entries about why am I bored and how do I want to use this board? Done. Fifth thing you can do. This is actually the most effective thing to do, but nobody does it, is to connect with someone, to share with someone, to text someone, to call someone. If you're fortunate to be living in the house with someone, go to someone, your wife, parent. Hey, I'm feeling really bored. I don't know what to do. I'm just letting you know. That's it. You start a conversation. That's the feeling of connection and connectedness with people around you. And then you won't have this feeling anymore. All right? So those are five options. I'm going to give you the qualities. If you don't resonate with any of those or feel like you can grab onto any of those as your default activity, I'm going to give you two parameters through which you can find your own default activities that's going to change your life. Number one, ask yourself the question, what did your ancestors do when they felt bored? When your ancestors, 1,000 years ago, experienced emotions like boredom or any emotion that's difficult, what did they do? I'll tell you what they didn't do. Anything regarding a screen, anything regarding supernormal activity that is unnatural, they didn't do that. Instead, they had three primary ways in which they dealt with emotions. They move their body, internalize, or they share with someone. Now, those are different subcategories for each of those three things, but overall, those are the three things. Move your body, internalize, or you share with someone. The most effective one is to share with someone. Why? Because it allows you to deal with the emotion fundamentally instead of trying to escape it. The other two, moving your body and internalizing, are handy when you don't have somebody to connect with and to share with, okay? Like behind, you know, shorthand trump cards that you can play when you're bored. It's like, I'm bored, I'm stressed, in the middle of the night and there's no one around me. Journal about it, pray about it, meditate about it, or move my body, do some push-ups, go on a walk outside, even if it's the dead of night. And the second quality that you should look for when you're trying to find a default activity is to think, what has an instant reward factor? Because the reason that these supernormal activities like whipping out your phone or playing video games or whatever, or doing drugs, alcohol, that's the reason you go to those instead of doing a more healthy thing is because they're instant rewards, instant gratification. So if you can find an activity that has the element of instant gratification but is actually healthy for you, then you've found a secret, all right? So for example, journaling is an instant gratification thing for me. When I'm feeling an emotion, as soon as I put it on paper and actually write about it and try to address why I'm feeling this, I feel better. And so I know, subconsciously, instead of going to my phone when I'm feeling a difficult emotion, if I go to my journaling app and write about it, I know that I will feel better about this, and I know that going to YouTube or Instagram or social media is destructive, okay? Another example would be talking with someone. Instantly, you will feel better. Instantly, okay? If you just verbalize it. Something would be exercise, going to on a workout. Instantly, after you feel exercise, after you feel you pump your muscles, you'll look in the mirror and say, man, that felt good. It was hard, but it feels good to have that pump. That's an instant gratification thing. Let me remind you guys, emotions are not bad. No emotions are bad. They're unpleasant and they're difficult. Yes, but they're not bad. You don't have to label them as bad. They're just emotions. The question is how you utilize those emotions to your advantage or to your disadvantage. And also, media in itself is not evil or wrong or bad. That's not the point. When you link, however, a negative emotion to a supernormal activity, that's how addictions are formed. If you link I'm stressed with I'm going to go to porn, that's how an addiction is formed, because you don't know how to deal with the emotion. You don't know how to utilize the emotion. When you feel bored and your first activity is to go to your phone and play a game, you don't know how to feel bored because your default has always been to squash it. Is video games wrong? No, I'm not saying that. But in most cases, almost all cases, the reason people use screens is because they're trying to fill a void in our lives of boredom, of stress, of anxiety, of just a constant feeling of I'm not enough. When you wake up on that Saturday morning and you didn't do the thing that you planned to do in the morning and you tell yourself, I'm lesser than, I'm a piece of garbage, I can't believe I'm still here, I should be this, I should be getting up, I should be hustling, I should be making more money. That's not boredom, my friend. That's shame. The emotion you're feeling is shame. That's a different emotion. And if you really internalized and understood yourself, you would realize that you're not experiencing boredom most of the time. It's actually you're feeling a feeling of I should be more, but I'm not. Which is not a wrong thing to feel. That feeling, I believe, is a feeling from God. The feeling of I can be more, I want to be more, I need to be more. The problem is when you tell yourself that you're not worthy and you spiral out of control and shame with addictive behaviors and you go back to the same things that got you there in the first place. You watch porn for 2 hours, masturbate yourself to death, sit on YouTube hours on end, and then afterwards you feel, wow, I'm a piece of garbage. How can I stop feeling like a piece of garbage? More of the same stuff. More porn. More social media. Do you see how the shame cycle keeps you addicted? Not just in a day, but weeks and months and years and decades of your life is consumed by this feeling of I'm not worthy, I'm a piece of garbage, and living in a shadow. But when you remove the shadow, my friend, you shed light on a shadow, what happens is you realize you're just feeling difficult emotions and you never learn how to deal with it. And that's all that's going on. You're not lesser than, you're not a piece of garbage, you're not unworthy, you're not a pervert, you're not a freak of nature. You're just in pain like everybody else. You're in pain like everyone. Congratulations, welcome to humanity. And that's not your fault, it's your responsibility. It's not your fault that a hurricane comes through and destroys your house. It's your responsibility though to find somewhere to live. So the fastest way to remove a shadow from your life is how? You shed light on it. There's two ways to remove a shadow from your life, guys. What are the ways? You shed light on it, or you cover it with more shadows. And what you have been doing until now is covering your shadows and your shame with more shadows. And it's resulting in a downward spiral of depression and loneliness. And all you have to do is step into the light, be honest with yourself, be honest with others. Don't be ashamed. Look at yourself honestly in the mirror, accurately understand what's going on, and I'm telling you what's going on. You feel difficult emotions, you don't know how to deal with them because you never learned. You never learned because you never tried to detox off this stuff, to stop being bored, and to deal with boredom in a productive way. That's the opportunity you have, guys. There's a video that I did a few videos ago on this channel about the specific ways you can detox off of social media, and it'll change your life, I promise. You are loved more than you know. I'll see you in the next video.
Hey guys, my 30-day program for quitting porn and masturbation is totally free for y'all right now at benuyama.com. I'm making it available for all you guys. It's limited space. I don't want everyone taking this, so if you're the right person, then you can check it out at benuyama.com and you will get free access to a program and a course that has changed the lives of many people, and I want to do the same for you. I have nothing to sell you guys. All right, enjoy.